This afternoon, I have the privilege to speak to Michael Moser. Now, Michael Moser, wonderful gentleman and disciple of Christ Jesus, he's Lord. He's the founder of the Imonti School of Ministry in East London, in the Eastern Cape. And I heard about him on Gateway News, where he shared his personal testimony. And we invited him, Michael Moser, to share his personal testimony of transformation and an invitation to you this afternoon to embark on a journey of servant leadership equipping to live like Jesus. So, Michael Moser, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Radio Pulpit. How is East London in the Eastern Cape of South Africa this afternoon?
It is. It's good. It's windy and overcast today, but it's not too cold, not too hot. Nothing to complain about today.
Great stuff. Michael, you and your family, you are from the United States of America, and in fact, we are speaking on WhatsApp via the United States to you this afternoon in East London. From where in the United States and why in East London?
Yeah, I was born in Oregon, just above California. I grew up to some Christian family up there. My parents were amazing followers of Jesus. But it wasn't until about 14 that I really made my faith my own. I knew Jesus my entire life. But then one day I had this encounter with the Lord and I realized, oh, he is worth everything. He is absolutely worth everything. And so, I ended up moving over to Northern California and going to a ministry school over there and just becoming fully equipped to live and walk like Jesus, learning that he's a good father, learning that he's not a taskmaster with a list of do's and don'ts in one hand and a whip in the other hand, but that he's actually looking out for us and that he actually hates that sin is subtracting destinies and that it hurts us. And so from that perspective, he's calling us to a higher place because he wants what's best for us. And completely transformed my life by this ministry school in America. And then after that, I got a job as a youth pastor in Howick in KZN. I was connected to a pastor up there in California.
Michael, I think we just lost you there, and I must just tell our listeners, if the sound is not so very good, it is because we are going on a WhatsApp call from South Africa via the United States and back to East London, and that is why we have a bit of a technical difficulty to hear Michael very clearly. Michael, tell us about the wonderful servant fellowship and leadership equipping to live like Christ at the Imonti School of Ministry in East London.
Yeah, I'll speak slowly and clearly so everyone can hear me hopefully better. My wife and I moved here to South Africa in June to plant this full-time school. Our heart is to equip people and to lower the barriers of access so that every single person, regardless of race or class or income level or location, can come and be equipped to live like Jesus. So we teach the entire Bible in the very first year of the school. We're going to read through the entire thing. And then we also equip people to hear the voice of God. And it's a safe place to practice and learn to hear God's voice and be immersed in worship and in his presence. And after you spend a year in the presence of the Lord 6-7 hours a day, you can't help but be different at the end of the year.
Praise the Lord for that. Now, Michael, tell us, if someone would like to enroll at this school, how do they go about it?
Yeah. So in order to enroll in the school, we've made it very, very easy. Like I have fundraised all of our staff salaries from America and used the conversion rate to our advantage. And so we've been able to lower the price way, way down, so it's affordable to everybody. And if you wanted to apply, you can go online to emontischool.com, and we have our whole website with our curriculum and our core values, and you can find out all about us and you can apply there.
Talking about the core values, Michael, give us a glimpse of the core values at the Monty School.
Yeah. So our core values, we fundamentally, first and foremost, believe that God is good and that he is worth pursuing. And without his goodness as an anchor and without his goodness as a foundation, I don't think we would be building anything that we're building nowadays. It's like it is the goodness of God that drives us. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. It's because of his goodness that Jesus came and bore the cross for us. We believe that God's voice, that God is actively speaking. And so we are constantly listening and actively listening out for what God is constantly saying because he loves us and he loves to speak as a good father. We also believe that when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, that salvation created a new identity for us. That old is fully passed away and that the new is here. And we believe that Jesus, when he said, come and follow me, and that those who follow me will do even greater works than I have done, he is inviting us to live like him. We want to use Jesus as the model for our life. And so if Jesus preached the gospel and also healed the sick, then we want to preach the gospel and also heal the sick. We believe that the gospel is incomplete without the signs and wonders and the power that Jesus gave us in order to confirm these actions. Paul said, I did not come to you with eloquent words of speech, but with acts and demonstrations of power. Fundamentally, those are our core values. We have a few more, but the Lord is inviting us to walk and live like Jesus, and that he is perfect theology, that Jesus is perfect theology, and that Jesus, his lifestyle is an invitation to every believer.
Amen to that, Michael. And I want to ask you a question about partnering with the local church. And as we know, we are all, across all barriers, the body of Christ. And you have also said that many things spoken over the Eastern Cape is negative. However, you believe the Lord is speaking something different. What did you hear?
Yeah, we believe that the Lord has called his local church. It's not a building, right? It's not just a single church entity. It is his entire bride, is all the collection of believers across the world. And so our goal is not to grow a ministry. Our goal is not to grow a church. And so when students come to our church on Sundays, we send them out to the other churches. They send them out to all the different churches in the area. And so the entire area gets blessed from that. And I really believe that when you talked about East London being negative things spoken about East London, I hear, you know, they call it slum town, they call it the armpit of South Africa. And in my opinion, it's just like the Lord to use the lowest and the most despised places to bring his glory and to ignite the fires of revival across this area. I know that he used David, who is just a lowly shepherd boy. He used Gideon, who was the lowest in his tribe, and his tribe was the lowest of all the 12 tribes. And we really believe that the Lord likes to use the small and despised things and show off with them. Like Jesus came from Nazareth. Can anything good come from Nazareth? They said, right? And so I really believe that the Lord likes to use the small things, the little guy, and he likes to show his strength through the weak. And so when people look at East London or they look at the Eastern Cape and they say, this is the poorest region, the poorest province in all of South Africa, what good can come from here? It's a dying region. I say, I see the Lord's heart for this region, right? I believe that God wants to take this place and he wants to explode it and he wants to use this place to set a fire across South Africa and then across Africa as a whole.
You know, it's so profound what you are saying, Michael. And I was just thinking of Jesus Christ, our Lord himself. His friend lived in Bethsaida, next to Jerusalem. And every time Jesus went to Jerusalem, he stayed in Bethsaida. Now, as you would know, Bethsaida means the house of poor, where all the poor people live. And Bethsaida, I was there already in Israel in Bethsaida, and I saw it to this day. It's a very poor area. And even the lepers and everyone in the day of Jesus, they were excommunicated to Bethsaida. And Jesus chose to live there. And therefore, what you are saying, and me personally, I was born in the Eastern Cape. I know East London very well. I know the Eastern Cape very well, the rural Eastern Cape, etc. And I know about many negative things they say about the Eastern Cape. And it's so profound that you say, as Jesus said of Bethsaida, that the Lord has something much different in mind.
Yeah, we don't live by faith. We don't live by sight. We live by faith, right?
Correct.
Right. And so if you look around with your human eyes and you see devastation or you see decline, I wonder, what is the Lord speaking over this? There is no problem in this world that the Lord doesn't already have actively in his mind a solution for. And the question becomes, how are we going to partner with the Lord to see his kingdom come and invade these situations? Because I can guarantee you, he is not hopeless over the Eastern Cape. I can guarantee you, he is not hopeless over South Africa. He is not hopeless over the continent of Africa. And people tell me, like, when I first moved to South Africa, I was sitting on the plane next to a woman, and she said, this is in 2017. And she said, what are you doing coming to South Africa? And I said, I came here to be a youth pastor. I was a youth pastor in KZN for 2.5 years. And she said, you're moving here to South Africa. She goes, from America. She goes, I'm trying to get to America. And she said, I guess it's fine. Just don't raise your kids here. And here I am now with 3 kids, a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 7-month-old moving over here because I can see what God is doing better than, because I'm not looking with my human eyes. Does that make sense? And so I don't want to ever disqualify the Holy Spirit because my human eyes cannot discern what's going on, or I'm overwhelmed by the lack, because I know that the voice of God is speaking a better word over this area, over this nation, over this continent.
Amen to that. And that's the voice of Michael Moser, originally from Oregon in America. Michael has accepted the invitation of God Almighty to come to South Africa together with his wife and their 3 children. And we praise the Lord for the joy in your heart, which you just shared with us. And remember, please go to emontischool.com. It's open for applications for 2026. And E-M-O-N-T-I, emontischool.com. Apply now. Michael, thank you so much, my brother. May the Lord God Almighty just bless you and keep you.
Thank you.